Health experts recommend people stay at home as much as possible to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But being outdoors offers some much-needed relief for those who feel cooped up. With many joggers, hikers, and cyclists taking to parks and trails for respite, officials are grappling with how to manage the crowds without putting the public's health at risk. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
It's a little before noon on Tuesday at Red Mountain Park in Birmingham. Dozens of people are out walking. There are a few runners, several dogs. Victoria LaViolette and her two kids just finished up a millipede scavenger hunt.
We found 29 while we were walking. They're all over the place.
And some were millipedes.
Okay.
LaViolette says they're being cautious to keep their distance from other people, but there's a lot of space at Red Mountain to spread out.
There's enough trails and they're wide enough that you're not getting close to anybody and you're not touching a bunch of stuff.
Amy Swaby is on the same trail. She says she normally goes for a walk at night or on the weekends, but recently she's been getting outside whenever she can.
I guess I started a little to panic for being at home for so long, so I just went to get some fresh air.
So do lots of other people. At parks around Birmingham, the weekday crowds are starting to look more like the weekends. More people are at home and gyms are closed, so parks offer the space people are craving to move around and exercise. At Oak Mountain State Park, Superintendent Kelly Ezell says they can handle the added demand, even with concerns about the spread of COVID-19.
We have 10,000 acres here, so you may or may not see anyone else while you're on the trail. But if you do, we do have some things that you could do to help keep that social distancing in place.
Some of it's basic trail etiquette, like moving over to give people space to pass, or park users can avoid the more crowded areas. But that can be a challenge at smaller parks like Ruffner Mountain. Carly Sanford is the executive director.
Our trails are narrow, and when you have narrow trails and you have big groups, it's really hard to stay a full 6 feet away with that much traffic.
Sanford says this past Saturday, there were so many cars at Ruffner, they overflowed into nearby neighborhoods. In addition to the potential spread of the coronavirus, she says the bigger crowds also increase the risk of someone getting injured on a trail. And it makes it harder for the park's small staff to take care of the preserve. To help lessen the pressure, Ruffner is temporarily closing its nature center and restricting hours on the trails. It's also limiting park access to only Birmingham residents and members.
We're trying to navigate to the best of our ability to keep this, accessible without having to close to everyone.
Across the country, many state and national parks have closed in response to COVID-19. Governor Kay Ivey says for now, there are no plans to close Alabama's state parks. The Jefferson County Department of Health hasn't ordered local parks to close, though some cities like Homewood have closed theirs. At Red Mountain, which is run by a public-private partnership, Executive Director T.C. McLemore says they'll stay open as long as they can. He says they haven't reached maximum capacity yet, but it helps if people try to discover areas off the beaten path.
I really would encourage people to find the trail near them. And it is a good opportunity to find a trail that you might otherwise not hike.
McLemore and all park officials say their goal is to give people the space to get outside and experience the restorative benefits of nature. They say that's even more important now, as many people struggle to stay healthy and sane indoors. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.